You're such an asshole.
I love it when IT nerds, this has nothing to do with requests, by the way, it's this relentless assault of notifications about crap I never ordered or wanted. And now StreamYard, which was the most brilliant, streamlined co-service or whatever. Hang on, let me get that. There we go. You guys can see that screwed up blue rubber band. They did, everything's fine. I have no question. I don't want anything. This is fine. Now they're like, we gave you free storage space. I didn't ask for it. But let me guess, you're going to update me every day about my free storage space with an email. And they do. Warning. Oh, God, something's wrong with my StreamYard account. You're out of free space. I never asked for it. Thank you for wasting cumulatively now 20 seconds of my life. And then you multiply at times all the IT nerds out there in the world. I got to do this. Constant improvement. Here's our update. Look. Okay, I know the peen sleeve has been touched. Okay, and I know you're desperately looking for point, reason, and purpose in life. But please stop updating me about your life or the crap I never asked for. So what's going to be? Go look in your email. I guarantee your email inbox is filled with a bunch of updates for companies you have to do business with, like your insurance, your bank. We here at Wells Fargo Family just want to let you know that, hey, and you can't put them in block, because then it might be, hey, someone's hacking your account. You know, that one out of every 300 emails they send you that might be worth something. Oh, crap. You know, I got to hear about the Wells Fargo Family, what they're doing to stop childhood hunger. Hey, donate some money so that I could give it to my wife, who runs the 503C program and won't give a penny to any poor kid who's starving. She needs to not only have a new SUV, she needs to have something to do. Otherwise, she won't have any value with her communications degree, which what we are going to talk about today, boys and girls. Anonymous writes, how much for a Cappy original? Is it okay if I pay you with money that I made selling Viagra to horny old men as a non-root beer floated person? And therefore, unemployed Canadian citizen. As long as you got money, it converts into green. That inevitably converts into crypto or buys me physical things that don't go up in value. They just maintain with inflation. Yeah, you could give me the green funny money. Sure. I already bought with all the super chats. I did buy and pay for the watering sprinkler. So now I don't know the other money. Now any new donations go to, lunch, I guess. I guess I'll go get lunch after this. Fun, exciting purchase here at Cappyland. All right, so I want to do an original video. And of the many original videos I have, this one. And I did a quick one. I do have a TikTok account. I talked about this very briefly on TikTok because they only give you 3 minutes to talk about. And do I search Aaron Clary? No, you search Old Man Who Yells at Clouds. That's my handle over at Twitter. But with the labor shortage crisis, which is affecting everybody, because I know everyone focuses on the money being printed off, rents going up and all that. But what we fail to realize is also the production side, because inflation is just a function of two variables. It's how much more money did we print off? How much stuff did we or did we not produce? And it's not complicated. When I taught economics in college, people thought inflation was this mystical, magical thing. It's not. All it is just consider this. We're not going to assume purchasing, investing assets, like, all your money went into a stock market or went in to buy machinery and equipment. Although that would factor into it too. Let's just keep it real simple. It's no more complicated than this. If you have, a certain amount of money, and your economy grows, your GDP grows by 3%. If you increase the money supply by 3%, guess what? There will be no inflation, right? But then if these two variables change, how much you produce versus how much money, let's say GDP stayed the same and you cut the money supply by 10%, well, then prices would go down by 10, 10%. You have more purchasing power, 10% more purchasing power per dollar. Doesn't mean your standards of living go up, just means less dollars in. Now, if you had savings, that's good in a deflationary environment. And then we could switch to the seesaw again. GDP goes up 5%. We keep the money supply stable. Well, that money now has to buy all that GDP, so now it's 5% more potent. And whereas we focused on the money supply because it's gone up, I think, 700% since George Bush, which, by the way, boys and girls, GDP has not increased sevenfold. Our standards of living have not gone up sevenfold in the past 20 years, however long Bush was in or out of office, I can't remember. We're focusing on that, as you rightly, gee, we printed off 7 times more money. Why has rent gone up 7 times? Why is tuition 7 times? I'm a millennial. I don't understand these things. I have a college degree. Wait, let me guess. You believed in MMT, modern monetary theory. Okay. All right. But no one's focusing on the production, and now production is very acute. Now you guys are aware. It's starting to happen. You're starting to see cracks here and there, right? You got CO2 limited production, so that caused a temporary fuel shortage in Britain. Here in the United States, you can't get things like tires. You know, the shelves that are not being produced, or shelves are going empty because things aren't being produced. Weird, obscure things. And I've seen, I'd like to say that I'm at a very unique vantage point because I built a house. Not to bore you with economics, but when you build a house, certainly when you buy a house, but even more so when you build one, you're kind of seeing all the goods and services that go into the U.S. economy, because your house is your biggest asset you're going to buy. And even if it's a house that already exists, you got to furnish it with a whole bunch of things, ranging everything from toiletries to furniture, short-term purchases to long-term purchases. But on my side, since I was building it, there was also the construction, the supply of lumber. Anyone hear about that? And so you're seeing supply being choked off. The supply chain is not functioning like it used to. And it's very intricate. I would say the supply chain of the U.S. economy is 1,000 times more intricate than your cardiovascular system, which, if you look it up, is incredibly intricate. And just one thing going wrong, the capillaries will screw up your entire cardiovascular system. And here, something goes wrong with lumber because we don't allow lumber to come from Canada because a root beer floats. Now that it has an effect on housing, and housing has an effect on you because now you got to pay more in rent because you want to make the country safe from root beer floats. What's a root beer float? Look it up. And so I've seen kind of a little higher hill than the average person right now, where I've seen where the supply chink kinks are coming in. Sorry, whoa, I'm all, hang on now. Kinks are flowing in. And it's fuel, lumber, plastics, glass, water's going up, everything's going up. And that's a lot of it has to do with, but it's also you can't find it. And particularly noticeable because I'm busy. I got this going on. I'm trying to do the yard work. I can't find contractors to do basic contracting work. Well, contractors you can find are not worth crap, because at least crap you can use as manure. These guys will come in, they'll do it wrong, they'll do it late, they won't show up at all. I'm sure many of you in the comments section who are either building or buying a home to do anything. So I got a buddy. He's a realtor. And he's doing his own work because he's like, no, they'll do it wrong and they won't show up on time. I need to turn this house around now. I need this done before the snow falls. You just can't. People are pushed out. Landscapers, I'm doing my own landscape. Forget it. You got to do it yourself. Because there isn't enough supply of skilled or talented labor going on. Now, economists, professional ones, not me. You know, the one who predicts everything right all the time. Well, listen to that guy. Listen to Miss Moron Money Management and MMT, Why We Can Print Off More Free Money and Gimme Dats. Robert Reich, who, along with Paul Krugman, is just a lying, vile individual. I had no idea until I started reading some of his tweets. I'm like, you know that's wrong. You know why Jeff Bezos can't pay for everyone's taxes. Because he doesn't have cash. That his wealth is all tied up in Amazon stock. He'd have to liquidate that. You know he can't get that much money. He doesn't care. Tax Jeff Bezos. Tax the rich. you got so much wealth. Wealth is not liquid, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. But these real economists, you know, they come out with their reasons why there's a supply chain. And then none of them got balls. They're all, I don't want to say it. They're all pansies. No one will say we wasted 2.5 generations of failing to train young people to have skills to produce the things we need. Because I don't know if you knew about this, lady. Oh, for all of you with, oh, artificial intelligence is taking away all the jobs. Is it? Is that why everyone's trying to hire everyone to do some of these main entry-level jobs? Is that because artificial intelligence took, is that why the supply chain is kinked? Is that why we're not, is that why all the 24-hour restaurants are closed? And it totally, I didn't even think about it, but totally undermines the argument for UBI. No, we do need human labor. We do need entry-level type of people. We do need people. But out of everything out there, because I'm a very busy individual, doing my own landscaping and everything, it doesn't pay me to go and make my own food. It doesn't. Or now does it? Because in the before time, you could go to Subway for $6, get your foot-long sub, off to the races, boom, you go. But now it's $10. Now you're lucky if they're open. Now you're lucky if there ain't a line. Oh, we're out of chicken. Remember the chicken shortage? So now it's starting to affect especially the service industry, but it's going to affect other. Don't worry, give it time. And the reasons we hear are the root beer float crisis, which is true. That's affecting supply chain. There was something else, international, some other reason, and then a third one. And nobody said anything. Oh, the third one was these professional economists said, there's some indication that maybe paying people not to work has an effect on keeping people home. No, okay. Well, they were real quick. Oh, that's not the main. It's really the supply chain. I'm like, yeah, you could sell me that even a year ago, but now when you pay people not to work, that's a pretty big deal. That's another reason things aren't getting produced. But Chris Beckloff came up with this observation. I came up. Anyone with common sense came up like, yeah, after a year and a half of paying people not to work, they're going to adapt that behavior. And even though now we're coming up on a full month where there's no stimmy checks and people are going to have to go back to work, they've maneuvered. They have changed their economic behavior to the point that they're now living at home, rooming with buddies, or just doing without because they like not working. And it's a bad habit. Like, let's say you got into the habit of eating ice cream for a year and a half. Well, that's going to be a hard habit to kick. And laziness is the most addictive drug ever. And so now you have an entire generation, and this goes across all generations. This has nothing to do with an entire society of Americans where a certain percentage of them are just conditioned now not to work. And you got them so unattuned to supporting themselves that now it's pulling teeth to get this labor to come back, as which many employers desperately looking for employees are willing to do. And slow, oh, but equally stingy, you're not going to pay a living wage, are you? Which I'm someone agreeing with the Josh Flukes of the world on that one. But here's one, maybe just it, where the inflation is here to stay. Not just because we print off the money, but where our productive capacity has now been permanently lowered until we get a generation that we're not going to raise wrongly with falsehoods and lies. And that is, we've trained 2.5 generation, half Gen X, all of the millennials and all of the Gen Zers to waste 4 years not developing skills or something that would actually produce what the rest of society want, them included, but to waste their entire lives on worthless degrees. Now, 10 years ago, this book came out called Worthless, Young Persons Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. I am not kidding. This is how good of an economist I am. There's no hubris or arrogance here. This is a statement of fact. If we made this mandatory reading 10 years ago, we would not have the student loan crisis. Oh, and we wouldn't have supply chain issues now. You wouldn't be like, oh, where do I find? I can't get the plastic ring, O-ring to go into this machine. Well, that's because the plastic rubber manufacturer O-ring can't find people. Because what this would have done is it would have prevented tens of millions of young people, arguably 100 million people, from wasting their time in college, crippling themselves with student loan debt, and having no tangible skills at the end of it. Where they're just as equally, they could have done the job they did, not even graduate from high school. Your average liberal arts major, your average social science major, your average college graduate, that's 80% of you are majoring, your average business, certainly business major, you all could have worked the jobs you got after college at 16 years old, not even graduating from high school. And now we have pretty much all of the youngish, young and youngish, 40 and under, half your population does not have the skills or ability to produce what this economy wants, and I'm afraid in some instances needs. You worthless boomers. And by the way, if you think I hate millennials or you're just blaming it on all these other people, da, da, get this book, How Not to Become a Millennial. The first third excoriates the baby boomers. And you baby boomers, and now it's Gen X parents raising these Gen Z kids. You lied to two full generations of children about what they were capable of. And you raised two and a half generations of Jessica and Jason Christs, as I like to call them, because they think they're going to save the world. I mean, my generation is full of old aged spinster gals and some kind of dopey guys who went off to law school because their undergrad in the liberal arts wasn't cutting the bills. And now they have $300,000 in student loan debt, still in the mid 40s. Because they're going to become a lawyer and they were going to save the fill-in disadvantaged group here, the children, the women, the minorities, the poor, the starving, the unjust. And all you're like, why can't all these? It's great, these boom. Why can't we get seated quick? Why there's tables open? Why can't we sit? Because there's not enough staff. You know why? Because you lied to two and a half generations of young people who aren't so young anymore to think that they were going to save the world and they could do anything. And human laziness being what it is, what do they major in? They major in worthless crap that doesn't get them a job. Hey, have you noticed those adult children you have that still live at home? My children don't live at home. I pay for their rent. Okay, boomer, you won that one. So now it's the classic case of the chickens are coming home to roost. You lied to your children because you were bad parents. You did not want to tell them no. You didn't want to teach them the hard rules about economics or life. And like, hey, and it's everyone. This is not some conservative liberal thing. This is everyone. All parents are cowards. All parents are scum. You're all scum. All you American parents, scum. Scum. Lying. And I see it. Even the conservative, whatever little daddy sweetheart wants. Okay, I'll pay for ASU. Have fun sucking all that peen. She's majoring in philosophy. Go be a teacher. She'll make the monies. And now, as I said, the Jessica and Jason Christ, you have a bunch of egomaniacs who you've lied to for 25 years minimum from their birth to when they finally got out of college with their master's degree, and they think they're going to change the world. And now these people with a college degree at minimum and masters or doctorates and whatever touchy fluffy bunny stuff where they're on to grandiose things. They're going to save solve problems the world has never solved. War, peace, famine, global this, environment, racial relations, poverty, the children, the way. Oh, they figure it out. They have a master's degree because all the other masters, because the boomer liberal arts and social sciences, they did such a grand job on that, right? Because I notice how all, you know, the black community is just kicking butt right now. And we got all the American Indians off the right. They're doing real good, right? We so know what we got to dial in, man. You all have the answers, right? Social sciences are like batting 1,000. Just making things worse. But you condition now 2.5 generations of young people to have this godlike, Christ-like complex. And you're wondering why you can't find people to work entry-level jobs? Well, not only do you enable them by either through government money or parental money, bailing them out and letting them live at home. I just gotta help. Here, there's just, she's just trying to find herself. How about you make her starve and suffer and be in pain? She'll find a job. Probably not one you're gonna like, dads, but she'll find a job. She'll find some paying job. Men don't even have that luxury. They're gonna have to go do something. But you now you have a generation of overeducated egomaniacs. And do you think they're going to work as a waiter or a waitress? For almost three decades, you've told these people, on average, three decades. And media has corroborated. There's a Democrat party like, you're amazing. You're going to save the world. Politics over profession. You tell them they're on to great things. They're going to solve great things. And what? They're going to go work as a security guard at night? That's beneath them. And you let them live at home. You get free food and buy it. And then you all wonder, why can't you get seated in time? There's a table open there. Yeah, there's not enough staff to go around. I wonder how many instances have happened in the past, like, 6 months where some boomer Gen X, older Gen X parents went into a restaurant, didn't get seated within reasonable time. Their orders are screwed up and they're complaining about the service. Meanwhile, even though they're like, there's something wrong with these kids here. Meanwhile, they don't realize they've enabled their children to be Jason and Jessica Christ, thinking they're going to save the world while they're living at home or they're paying for rent or subsidizing, getting them a car. And they're like, and they're just finding themselves. So I am willing to admit, and it's not an admit, it's truth. The boomers lied to 2.5 generations. Well, they lied to 3 generations. The Gen Xers, half of us kind of got our heads out of the air. Like, wait a minute. You give me that advice? You guys got divorced. Why should I listen to you? And that's how the superior Gen Xers were born. But you've now lied to 2.5 generations of people. Yes, that is parental lying. But here's now the question that I want to pose to all of you that followed these bad parents' advice. You're believing this poppycock and lies. And you yourself, I can't find why is Subway not open? Because your college degree only qualifies you to work fast food. That is, I would say, the majority, not 80%. When I went through the National Center for Education Statistics, I'd say 80% of your degrees are pretty worthless. Now, that includes things like business management. I guess you could run a kiosk at the mall with that, I guess. All right. You know, there's other than like supply chain, man, that you're not going to work a real job like that. All right. But at least 60% of your degrees are complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. 60% of you shouldn't be going to college because you're either too stupid or you're too lazy to major in something right or both. And I'm sorry that your parents and the boomers and Gen Xers and the media and the Democrat Party, Obama and all these touchy flower feely and Oprahs and all that lied to you saying you're going to go off and create and do great things. No, you're not. And deep down inside, most of you know that because you're like, thank God, because I didn't want to work hard and learn calculus. Oh, I can major in whatever, justice studies, whatever these truly lame or hyphenated American studies. All the liberal arts, all the social science, big names. Oh, entrepreneurship. Yeah, because you're going to be you're the next Elon Musk because you had to be told how to become an entrepreneur. Oh, yeah, you got the chops for entrepreneurship. No. All of you, not all of you, most of you deep down inside know you just don't want to work hard. And now you're going to save the childwits. And now real entry-level jobs, the only ones you are qualified to work because your college gave you no skills, none. That's all beneath you. And what's great is that your parents, step-parents, because, you know, you're your generation. You don't even know if your dad's your dad. Who knows? Who knows? 23andMe, somebody get in here. Is that my brother, full brother, half brother? What? Not even my brother? Mom, what the heck? Where are they going with that? Oh, shit, lost my train of thought. Oh. Live, you're just going to have to come and accept the fact that you've been lied to this entire time. And you're not going to save the children. You're not going to save the whales. And the only thing that you're really good at or qualified to do that your degree, your college, it'll make you smart. Not smart. No, not smart. No, no. Pretty stupid, in fact, if you signed up $150,000 in debt for a sociology degree. That's pretty stupid. I mean, we're talking really dumb. The only thing you're qualified to do with those degrees is go work fast food or some kind of equipment. Now, podcast, I admit, my degree completely, not completely worthless. It did sort of get me a career in banking. I studied finance. That is also a worthless degree. Even worse than worthless because you got to go work with psychopaths. All right, so even I know I had a stupid degree. I didn't know it at the time. But the point in time came where I woke the F up and realized, hey, I'm not going to become a world's greatest economist. No one's going to even listen to me. As a matter of fact, my skills that I have aren't that good. I really should have just gone into accounting because that's all I do anyway. That's what they're really looking for is becoming an accountant and an analyst in that capacity. I didn't need like finance theory or how interest rates work. No one even cares about that stuff. You guys need to get to that adult point in life to realize you have no skills. And more importantly, you're not going to save the world. Matter of fact, you're making it worse by stealing all the taxpayers' money, and it's not just rich people's money, so that you could play make-believe intelligent person in college with your master's degree in whatever. Or worse, you got a Juris Doctorate from a non-tier one law school. You're not going to save the world. You're making the world a worse place by impoverishing everybody else to the tune of $1.5 trillion. Lord knows what the student loans are now. You're not producing anything of value. And whether you want to or not, you're going to have to make a choice here. Generally, people who are like 30, let's just use 30, you're 40% dead. And your youth is pretty much all gone. You're no longer young. You're entering middle age. Do you want the remainder of your life, the remaining 60% of your life, to suck as much as the first 30%? Or wait, I'm sorry, 40%. Because let's be honest. Okay, it was cool. Like when you were in the fabricated environment, the false environment of education from kindergarten to college, I was there too. I get it. Get good grades, do good, get rewarded, get scholarships, good grade. Okay, I got the A's. I'm doing it right. All right, that is an artificial environment. It has gone away. And I don't know if you knew this or not. They were lying to you the entire time. You know, your parents lied to you. Your teachers and professors lied to you too. But unlike your parents who probably toss you a couple bucks at 36 years old and let you live at home, your professors graped you at $400 a credit and impoverished you. And to this day, I love how you still subscribe to your socialist indoctrination when it is socialists who stole and made off with your money. That is, I love that. I love that. That's the, I'm like, how can you possibly believe these people anymore, let alone their ideology? But you need to get to the point to realize the artificial environment of education is over. The artificial supports where it's not arbitrary. You know, you do want to get good grades, but that doesn't produce things. That's not a real job. Now you are in the real world. And whatever depression, anxiety, all this explosion, all these mental disorders and ailments that have come with, among other things, is a direct consequence of now you've been dumped into the real world and nobody prepared you for it. Worse, everyone lied to you about it. Why do you think Josh Fluke is such a popular channel? And what I'm trying to get you to do, and you think, he's mean, he's like, hey. Wasn't it your boomer parents and your professors said, anybody who tells you something you don't like, they're evil Nazi fascists or something, and they're mean? Okay, stop listening to them and now listen to me, because maybe those people are your only friends right about now. I'm trying to get you to salvage the remaining 40%, I'm sorry, 60% of your life, remaining 40 years. Because the first, I got to do the math here, the first 40% sucked. The first 30 years of your life suck. It was a waste. And it's going to continue to suck, and you're going to continue to be depressed until you get your ass out there. And unfortunately, hate to say it, start working an entry-level job, learn about purpose and agency, learn about self-supportation and self-reliance, and not sponging off the government. And not you do know, don't give me the excuse. Don't give me the excuse. It's rich people and it's unfair. Are you taking other people's money? You are, then you are a parasite. That is not an opinion. I don't care if it comes from Jeff Bezos himself. Yeah, you are not an independent, strong person. You need another person's money to live. And if that is the case, then don't act like you know what you're talking about when it comes to anything in life, whether that's politics, religion, economics, or anything else. You are a pariah. You are a parasite upon society. Please shut up and live in the real world, because that is the quickest way to happiness and enjoying your life. And if you don't realize that you are only qualified to work fast food, to then inevitably get back to the real world and start making money and progress so that you salvage what remains of the dwindling finite life you got, you are guaranteed to waste your life trying to become a Jesus or a Jessica or a Jason Christ, which just isn't going to happen. Because here's the other thing, dude, there's 100 million of you. Well, y'all think Ocasio-Cortez got that position because she's rich. Her dad was wealthy. Obama got there because you're not going to be some politician unless you're wealthy and connected. Look at the mayor before the current mayor in Minneapolis. She came from the Wyzeze. And all you, I'm going to help. Oh, I'm going to say whatever you were told to save the environment. Oh, my gosh. Perfect example. Wasted life. They did a poll of young gals why they don't want to have kids. Not all, just for those that didn't want to, I didn't. And there was financial reasons and they want to get a career and logical. One was they were afraid about the environment. Holy cow. Like the one thing you're programmed to do on this planet, which is to procreate and have kids. You know, I think that's kind of important to most people, right? You were scared to death by the baby boomers and your professoriate and media, like, oh, we're all going to die. Did you know how many predictions have failed to come true? Do you know how low their batting average is? And here you are. You'd maybe like to have kids, but because the environment is about to explode and you don't want to bring children into this world. I have legitimate, real good reasons not to bring children into the world. The environment is not one of them. But holy cow, how many of you girls went without the joy of having kids or family because of environmental? Or do you want another ism that prevented you from falling in love? The female ism? Because we can't say the other ism, because then we get not, and it's not about monetization. I want this to get out there. I want these thoughts to get out there. Did you subscribe to the womanism? And that working in a career is more other. I want to work with the children. Oh, so you're going to have your own children? Oh, no. I'm not going to have my own children. I'm going to raise some complete randos children. Some not my own flesh and blood. I don't want to take care of my own children. I drop them off at daycare to a person just like me who's paid to raise other women's children through the state. So that motherhood now, which was normally just something we did at home for free, now is taxed. You don't think about that. A third of our labor raising children is now taxed. And for my generation of gals, it's too late. They're past this thing. It's called menopause. I don't know if you guys heard about it. Look it up. Do you want to waste the rest of your life thinking that real work is beneath you? That's fine. Go look at what happens to people who don't want to work real jobs, who constantly try to white collar panhandle, and that's what it is. Go look it up. Get this book. It's a chapter. Which one is it? Lazy people work twice as hard. I go through the story of two people I know. One's a friend, one is not a friend. And the not a friend major in early childhood education and bye bye bye, and poor. Super Po. The other guy, Vietnamese, electrical engineer, made a lot of money, still making a lot of money. Happy wife, kids, happy family. Guess who worked less? The Vietnamese dude. You know why? Because he did the hard work up front. And all you're doing, going to your protests, going on the internets, signing your whatever, getting more government checks. You're not giving yourself purpose, agency, or reason or living in the person who slaves away, as I know we like to pick on baristas and staff and all that's all the joke. Hey, you know, would you like fries with that? They got more purpose and agency. You know, this hole in your soul, now that the partying's done, now you're starting to get a little bit older. This hole you got that hole. Hey, guess what? That should be family. That's one. Okay. And then there's purpose and reason and agency and living in life. And that's called your job. And not this made-up job, like, you know, it's more for guys like self-supportation. I support myself. I'm a contributing member to society. I'm not someone that has to constantly go and beg for a government grant so I can continue to operate my bogus nonprofit for another year to totally not help out the children, but to pay off my student loans. Not even pay off the student loans, just to service the interest cost. And it all starts with whether you have true bravery and courage to admit that your degree only qualifies you to work fast food, to work as Uber. I don't know why, because before there were stimmy checks, that's pretty much what everyone did. Didn't I think Peter Schiff went around with his camera one time? This is like almost 10 years ago. And he's filming bartenders and bouncers and people out doing, you know, service industry. Did you go to college? Yeah. What'd you get a degree in? Communications. What'd you get a degree in? English. And yet here you are. And for whatever young people, whatever, and honest to God, guys, if you love your children, if you love your nieces, you love your nephews, you love anyone, young, the kid down the road who's a good kid and he's about to go into high school or something, maybe you get him an eighth grade graduate, get them this book. Get them a lot of different books. Or have a conversation, raise awareness, have a conversation. Yeah, but this time about something important. No, oh, the whales are dying. No, whales are just fine. Right now, we need to make sure you don't major in philosophy. All right, here's a book on philosophy. It's called The Republic. You get it for free at the library. All right, but you need to become an accountant. You need to become a tradesman. You need to merchant marine. You need to do something. Because God Almighty, you know, you hate conservatives and Republicans and libertarians. They're not the ones that just ass bleeped you out of $150,000 for some Marxist worthless propaganda disguised as a degree. And oh, by the way, stole all your youth and ladies, in your case, fertility. How is that egg freezing going, by the way? What does that cost? What does that cost? So there you go. There's your original. We will be going through a missed super chat. So if your super chats were early on, I will get to them later this afternoon. Fred Freeman solid, $2 seen Boomer Gen X dads raise psycho. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nothing was too good for Daddy's Little Princess. Absolutely. Now, I'm a little bit older, but that was very stark. When I went from Milwaukee, relatively blue collar area, to the Twin Cities, I had no idea about the vowel suburbs. None. I had no idea how arrogant and cocky. No idea. Floored. Just floored. Yes. Nothing is too good for Daddy's Little Princess. Nothing. DJ Aftershock, $5. You know how there's STEM? Well, I have a new acronym for sociology, theater, English, art, and the liberal arts. It's known as STEEL. That's a nice ring to. Brilliant, DJ. Brilliant. Bravo. Bravo. Because that's all they do. I mean, really, if you do an economic, I guarantee you this. You don't have to be an economist for this. If you do an economic analysis of people with the liberal arts degrees, like what their economic production was versus how much economic production they consumed, they're all net parasites. They don't care. They'll we should be guaranteed. Forget the concept that if everybody was an economic parasite, society would cease to exist. Forget it. It's beyond that. They don't want to. They just don't want to admit they're parasites. They still want to think they're good people. You're not. You're objectively, ooh, there's that word, the O word. You're objectively not good people. I mean, you might be nice. You might be well-intended, but you're thieves. You're parasites. You know, when I die, I may not be the world's greatest man, but God, at least I didn't steal from anybody. I didn't enslave people part-time so they could pay for my food. Because stimmy checks. Because they got more than me. Nonstop Dre 360, $2. Is there anything good you could say about Carlson? Professor Caliendo. He was good. He died, unfortunately, of cancer at 57. That the only skills I ever learned was from him, and he's dead now. I don't think they have any of the good professors I, you know, this is 20 odd years ago. There's nothing good I could say about business. Like, say something good about the Nazis. Well, I guess they're good at technology. And that's the nerd geeks that they like. Oh yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. I'll wear the thing. Sure. Whatever. Just don't shoot me. All right. What? Build a jet engine and put it in an ME262 and you won't throw me into a concentration. All right. Yeah, fine. Yeah. Hitler. He's my guy. Sure. But business schools, there's nothing good to say about business schools. There shouldn't be a school of business. There should be an accounting program. And MIS, and that should be handled at like community college where there's a four-year program that you could, that should, there should be no business schools. None. I can't say anything good about the Carlson School. There's nothing good to say about it. It's a poorly ranked, unknown, self-aggrandizing school that completely screws over local people who don't know anything outside of Minnesota. They think, oh, Carlson School, lurky-durky-dur. And then foreigners who they totally screw over for tuition. And they offer you, at best, what is a marginal degree, a mediocre degree. And then if you leave Minnesota, no one will have heard about it. You're not going to get into Wall Street. You're not going to get into the Silicon Valley. You're not going to, you're going to be lucky to get into Minneapolis, the Twin Cities employers. I mean, Cargill, gosh, oh my, go through, I guarantee you, go look up LinkedIn, search Cargill, okay? And then see how many people have a degree from the Carlson School of Management versus Ivy League. The University of Minnesota in general is just not a good university for non-STEM and non-medical stuff. Good agricultural department, though, I'd say. Very good department there. But your rank and file, liberal arts, business, no. No, absolutely horrible. David, 128, where have you been, buddy? $5. Minnesota Middle School will no longer give student F grades after conducting equity audit. School will be located in the wipe. Oh, my old neighborhood, the WBL. Enjoy the decline. Yep. No more fail. Remember like 15 years ago where they got rid of red ink because that was bad? Gee, I wonder what's going to happen to the productive classes of the next generation. What's going to happen to productivity levels? Here we go. There, $90 in our building and fixing elevators. But I'm not saving the children's. Fred, $2. Good plan. Retire at 37. Get a PhD. I enjoy. I've thought about that, but I just can't give my money to a university. I just can't. And here's another thing. Think about this, Fred. Why would you go to a college class now in an American university where you know it's going to be leftist propaganda? Like, let's say you wanted classical Greek literature. All right. You just want to read that. Right. So it would be truly an intellectual endeavor. There'd be no employment prospects with that. How much has that been going to be corrupted with some mandatory Marxist leftist BS? And then you just inevitably think, like, I can get that education for free on the internet or through the library. So I've thought about, like, yeah, what if I got a doctorate in economics? I guess I could teach. But to get that doctorate, one, it won't increase my ability to be an economist. I can do it for free on the internet. I can probably do it better and faster. And I got more, like, I could write more books, which are essentially PhD dissertations. I could write more papers and be more famous, more known, and do more for society as just a renegade economist than going in through the official channels to, like, be pigeonholed into this thing and, oh, yeah, according to the Keynesian school of philosophy, oh, shut up with your schools. That always could feel, what is that? The school, meaning school, that just means, oh, we think this way. Why didn't you say that? We believe money printer go burr, make the world go round. The Black Blur, new guy, $10. Don't worry, Captain. Socialism will save us all when AI and robots come to replace us. Too bad we'll all be dead by that time that happens because women don't major in STEM at a high enough rate. If AI and robots can replace us, there will be no isms. Because socialism would mean taking money away from productive members to give it to the parasitic. Okay. That's what socialism is. The redistribution of wealth. Who creates wealth? The productive people. Who don't produce wealth? The non-productive people. Producers of parasites. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's descriptive and accurate now, isn't it? But if you have robots and AI producing everything, we live in a post-scarcity society, there would be no isms. And then you'd just be like the Greeks. Not the Greeks, the Romans living off of the slave class, essentially, which is producers and parasites. The slaves were the productive society. The non-slaves were the parasites. So then, unfortunately, though, it would not end at money. We would go to other things that carry currency or cachet, notably looks. And this is where Harrison Bergeron, it's a short story, read, watch it, where we would redistribute things like in Gattaca. Oh, you're too tall? we're going to cut your legs down and do plastic surgery. You're too pretty, you have to wear a mask. You're too strong, we're going to put weights on you. So humans will be forever jealous of something, not just money. And you could already see that. I mean, they're trying vainly to make ugly attractive, big, beautiful. You see it happening. You know, whatever makes you feel good. So we would be dead, but what we would look like, we would look like the people in Wall-E on the ship. We'd be fat and disgusting. And we wouldn't even have character. We'd be so boring. Just like, well, what do you mean we will be? We are so boring. We're all fat. We're all boring. Think about the average conversation the average person has in Walmart today. The average fat ass that walks into Walmart. What's their conversation? What's their life like? We're here. The future is now. I mean, never mind. I won't go through. So it's not that women don't major in STEM at a high enough rate. Obviously, we would have, all of us would have majored at STEM at a high enough rate to achieve an artificial intelligence society with robots that we're able to support society. What we'll do then is we'll fight over petty things that are non-financial. He's got a slightly nicer lawn than me. I mean, and maybe it's coming to that where we will become the Borg, where everybody has to be equal on everything. When everyone is super, no one will be. Scott Wilson, $5. Keep kicking butt. You're on fire. Yeah, well, I finally had time to, I guess, finally leave. Finally play catch up. Scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. Boop-boo-doo-boo-doo-doo-ride. Heat them up. Oh, new guy. RT. L. 8812AU, $10. I know a girl who majored in political science to research genocide. But you can't do that on your own? What do you got to pay $80,000 to research? She works at a nonprofit now and is heavily in debt. She's hot. At least she has that going for her, but she's 30 now. Yeah, and how much you want to bet she's under this delusion, the Jessica Christ syndrome, that she's going to save the world? And, you know, tickety-tock, she could still have kids by now, but and she's in debt. Now she's crippled. What quality guy is going to want to take that burden on? Oh, let me guess. I hate women because I'm trying to prevent them from majoring in stupid things, crippling themselves in debt. I want women to be married, happy with children, if they do or do not, be financially successful. Yeah, I must hate women. Is tough fatherly love a thing anymore, or is that outlawed? Gothrocker for 10 generous dollars. Need a new economic loss of the day. Love that series. I have one at Homie Depot. Awful today. Nothing in store. No help. Awful. Called before going. Nothing there. Yeah. I've gone to, mine is Menards because that's over on the far east side. That's the closest one to my place. There's a Lowe's on the far west side. And then there's a Fleet Farm. Well, you can all hit them kind of in one arc. But man, Menards is just, I grabbed this thing. It doesn't work. I go back. And I did. I pulled the guy. Like, give me the manager. Like, oh, well, we'll just get you another one. No. I've wasted an hour of my time. Waste an hour of your time. You are going to come with me, and we are going to go to get one of these that works together. I had him open up boxes. I'm like, no, not this. No, I don't want to assemble it. No. I said, hey, you know what? I want to go to Fleet Farm instead. Thanks for the time. Oh, he was pissed. Screw with your clients and not. Here's the problem. They come up to you like, well, you know, sometimes that happens. No. You offering the product implies that it works. That is the unstated agreement that if I walk into your warehouse, the things that have for sale, they work. That like is an assumption. But who knows? Somebody who normally would have entered in at 17 or 18 year old after high school would have gotten trained on the rubber stamping machine and made high quality rubber stamps so that thing would work. He went off and majored in political science, was to save the children's. And now that got some subpar guy who doesn't make the stamp. And now that's why it doesn't work. But I have a college degree. I wasn't meant to make, you know, rubber seals. Yeah, you were. I wonder if there'll be more genocides. Oh, don't worry. Jessica Christ majored in political science to stop them. She's working at a nonprofit. Genocides no more. Never going to happen in human history again. Oh, the naivete and arrogance and hubris of you morons. Sam Whiskey, coolest name in America. $5. Teachers are not the real heroes. The real heroes are the real heroes. Norm MacDonald. Yeah. Have you guys seen Norm MacDonald's skit on the heroes? Real heroes? Oh, yeah. What's it? Yeah, you got to work, what, 7 months a year? Got to deal with 12-year-olds? Yeah. That's not the real. What did you do? I just, you know who the real heroes are? The ones that say, I'm not the real hero. Oh, you're a real hero. You went in there. Nah, I just went in a burning building and saved some kids. I'm not the real hero. Some brilliant skit. Brilliant skit. Oh, too bad he's gone. Died way too early. There's a bumper sticker. Oh, you saw it at the U of M campus back in the 90s. Oh, they were so clever. Friends don't let friends vote Republican. So funny. Here's one. Like, the real hero. Teachers aren't the real hero. Real heroes are, don't say what they're real heroes. Competent man, $5. Reports coming out of Europe that some manufacturers may need to have temporary shutdown due to high energy prices. Hey, but y'all, hey, all you environmental science majors, shut down that pipe, right? You got to shut down the pipe, right? Oh, winter's coming up. I wonder how that's going to work. Good thing I got my wood burning stove. Oh, and I got the guns of Navarone right here. Actually, they're not that big anymore because I've been doing other work around the house. I can cut and split wood. Do you guys know how to repair the engine, small engine of a chainsaw? Do you guys know how to sharpen a chainsaw blade? You don't, but you have your bachelor's degree in social work? Oh, that's going to help when there ain't no fuel. Aaron, won't there be no fuel for the... Yes, I know, and that's why I have a handsaw. Also talk of price controls on energy. Yep, that'll work. It's like we didn't learn it. Like, I love how everyone has their doctorate in economics. They're like, yeah, price controls will work. This time money printer go burr will work. Fred Freeman saw $2. It seems Western civilization leaders hate Western civilization, said. Western civilization is successful and was built because we adhered to reality and realized that if you work hard, but more importantly, you work smart, we can advance technology and to leave people alone. To let people have freedom, and not only freedom to do things, but to suffer the consequences of their mistakes, which is also freedom, and to not bail them out. And we don't have Western civilization anymore. We have boring old European socialism now, which I guess is Western civilization. They'll find out. We're going to go through this again. Ooh. Everyone keeps bumping the, keep bumping the thing. Sam Whiskey, $5. To be a second grade teacher, you only need to know as much as a third grade student. It was like, what grade do you teach? And she said, like, and he kept hounding, like, no, what grade? No, like, what grade do you do? And she says, ninth grade. He says, oh, so the 10th graders could teach your class. Great. Fred Freeman saw $2. My 3.9 GPA is more likely 3.5 due to grade inflation. Yeah. And you also got, like, my degree, I had near 4.0. You know, if I was in STEM, it'd be like a 2.8. I'll admit that. It was, you know, and if it'd be like a 20.7 if I was in the liberal arts because of all the math I had to do. I mean, the liberal arts, just, it's just a joke. Just a joke. It's, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you got a 4.0, great. Sam Whiskey, $5. Cappy, I saw a single mom panhandling at Walmart parking lot with her kids. Right, there you go. Because we all know there's not enough government money for single moms with kids, right? What? Hey, was she a millennial? Was she a Gen Xer? Huh? How's that life working? How's the panhandling working? You know how inefficient that is? Like, dude, just get a job. They're paying $16 an hour, man. I don't know. Get married, have a husband. How the hell? Whoa. DJ Aftershock, $2. Make sure the county you choose has no trailer parks. Okay. That's not possible in the West. That's just not possible. Mexi Mike, hey, what's up? $10, tough love, where you challenge a person to be their best so they can admire and prosper their own efforts and accomplishments, is patriarchal because it comes from dad, hence oppressive. Socialism is love. Yes. Yep. I'm training you not to be a parasite. I'm training you to be independent and then to have find value and purpose in me. But you can't get there until you support yourself. You cannot go up the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I can find love if I'm a trust fund. Yeah, that must be why Mark Dayton got divorced and then married a 34-year-old hottie. Yeah, love. Okay. Okay. The best show, really, as I get older, the best show is just watching all these idiots suffer, thinking that they cheated the system getting free government money and denying themselves the harsh work that had to go to form themselves as interesting people. Like, you know why Atham's one of the most interesting, intelligent people? Because he suffered. He, one of the more philosophical, intelligent people. Well, he didn't get that living off of daddy or the government teat. Comedy man, $5. It works is sort of vague and flexible nowadays. Example, root beer floats. It's not that they don't work. It's that they are breakthrough infections. I know. It's like, it's not a vaccine. It's a treatment. Oh. My favorite thing going like, yeah, this is one. Oh, no, you got to do this thing and that thing. Oh, is that any instructions? Oh, no, you just kind of look at it. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you assume you're selling to the normal people who aren't all tradesmen? You know, how about you assume that this goes, you know, we're not all like, oh, yeah, well, you got to do this. Oh, where's that? I know. I got to go on YouTube and find it. Socialism did that one. We caught no $5. Christoph and I going to Russia for a few weeks this Friday. I'll let you know what living in a sane based country is like. Yeah, let me know. I get mixed results, different reports from Russia. Very curious. Mexi Mike, $2. It always works the 17th time, just not the first 16. So you do watch the Blackadder comedy troupe. That's it. Does it involve us getting out of our trenches and slowly walking towards the Germans' machine gun in places? Oh, good heavens, Blackadder. How did you know? Because it's the last thing. It's what we've done the last 16 times. Yes, yes. But that's the brilliance of this. Just because we've done it 16 times means they won't expect it a 17th time. Competent man, $10. His turd filling a monkey says people need the stupid slap starved out of them. Absolutely. You got to hit bottom. I do wonder how bad things are going to get. England already preparing people for outages like 1970s during the energy crisis. There's no crisis. Just lazy socialist people didn't want to work and thought that like they were better. They were above work. I mean, I have like gradations and levels of things like, okay, what's next? I mean, really, it's like solar power, you know, solar panels. And am I going to go hire someone to install a solar panel? No, there's a school where I'm going to learn how to do it. Because it's going to be cheaper and faster for me to learn how to do it than wait for Schmo Boy McSchmuckerson to come in and do it himself. Why? Because I don't trust the electric grid. Because I don't trust the people. Fred Freeman Sawall, $2. Solzhenitsyn would think the Dems are Marxists. I don't know. I've never read Solzhenitsyn. I would, from an economist standpoint, they're definitely socialists. We already take 40% GDP and spend it on government spending. That does not include the money printer go burr. I haven't looked it up. So we're probably at 50%. So we're solid socialists. They want more. And they're always going to want more. They'll always want more. Why? Because people are perennially lazy. They will never give up. They will, and until it's all gone. And until there's no food left, until there's no production, and even then, they won't get it. Look at all those rich people with their electricity. Well, why didn't you take a job at the electric factory or the electric power plant when they were hiring? Well, I have a degree in political science. That's beneath me. Yeah, but now everyone's dying. Everyone's dead.
Yeah, but that's because of the patriarchy.
Righteous Jamie. New guy, $5. Hey, Cappy, Road Warrior, Robocop, Die Hard, Predator, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Aliens, Terminator, Top Gun, Ghostbusters, best 80s action film. Oh, for crying out loud, right? Die Hard. Of course, Die Hard. by leaps and bounds. I don't know if Ghostbusters is action, though. I would say Raiders of the Lost Ark would be number two, but if you want to include Ghostbusters, I would say, boy, Ghostbusters and Raiders tie. The rest of them, yeah, I'm kind of meh about. DJ Aftershock, $2. I'm talking about the country you expect to. Maybe. I don't know. I got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. All right, we caught up. I think we're all caught up. We are all caught up. If there were any super chats I missed, do not worry. Tune in later on today. I will be going through missed super chats. And we'll see you guys later. Hang on. There's always one that I wonder what. Yeah, see here, Comedy Man. See, right before the buzzer. $5. You might want to get. There we go. All right. You might want to get some solar panels just in case grid goes down in the USA, even in South Dakota on your new house. Put them off to the side, not on the roof. Well, I know what to do. Got to be on the south side where the sun comes in, which means I got to cut down a lot of trees, which probably I'll just, I don't know, or run a long wire. No. Zan Whiskey, $2. Friends don't let friends vote Democrat.
You go, girl. Those Republicans always try to oppress us, telling us major in STEM and stuff.
All right, see you guys later. Toodles.